Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a couple minutes after 2 p.m. here on the Pacific Coast, a few minutes after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the cool place to hang out with all the cool kids, crabdiving.com. However you're receiving us, we appreciate the hell out of it this lovely Monday. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. I didn't mean to interrupt at the beginning. I actually laughed out loud. I was looking at something on Twitter, and one of our Twitter followers replied to the a picture I put up for today's show. It's, you know, the whole Pokemon thing's going on.
Yeah, the big game, big time. People are getting in car crashes and shit.
Jesus
already.
Jesus Christ, calm the fuck down. It's not that important. Anyway, there's some picture of Trump as a Pokemon monster. And then somebody replied to the picture, he wouldn't poke a man, he'd poke his daughter.
Nice.
Yeah.
Da, da, da. Oh, that's Danny. Thanks, Danny.
Thanks. I laughed out loud when your tweet fucked the whole show up.
Follow us on the Twitter.
Just kidding.
You can tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen. Make us laugh. At Crab Diving, one word, CrabDiving. You can also sling us a message over on our Facebook page where all kinds of shit's going on. Approaching 9,000 likes over there rapidly.
That's awesome.
You can toss us a message over there, facebook.com/crabdiving. Join in the fun. You can read stories we get to, stories we don't get to. Memes and shit.
Memes.
Other people's memes. Cartoons.
Oh, yes.
Our own memes, et cetera, et cetera. The Kinky. Whole empire. Please visit. Go right. Everywhere. Don't forget, if you're going to buy shit on the internet, head on over to our Crab Diving Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. We get a little nibble, a little taste of whatever you buy. You don't pummeled with ads here on the network, and it takes a shit ton of work to keep this motherfucker rolling. So we'd appreciate any tiny little bit that you could sling our way.
Please pay us.
Somebody
pay us.
Out.
Yeah.
All kinds of shit going on. It was a very busy weekend. Horrific news. Still going on. It's a little racy. A little racisty here in the United States of America. Did you see the Bahamas? The fucking Bahamas? You know, they have a bobsled team.
God, I know.
They used to.
I can't imagine the Bahamas ever being relevant.
The Bahamas.
To our news?
Has issued a travel warning for their residents about coming to the United States of America.
Oh, shit.
That watch out, be careful. Basically, don't go to America while black.
Yeah, yeah,
is
yeah.
Is kind of what they're saying.
You'll get shot.
The Bahamian, is that how you pronounce it? Bahamian? Bahamas?
I think it's Bahamian.
Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Immigration. Sounds very, very bureaucratic.
Creepy.
Said that, quote,
Trumpy.
They warned their citizens about coming to the United States because, quote, recent tensions in some American cities over shootings of young black males by police officers.
Wow.
And this story is actually from early yesterday.
So things have just gotten the worst. We got a cop who had a big giant rock dropped on his head.
No, that's
fractured
nice.
His vertebrae. What's the word I was looking for? on the other side, everybody's saying basically, if you criticize the police, you want the police killed.
Right.
It's basically the other side. What's going on? I'm engaged. Go to our Facebook page. Facebook.com/crabdiving. I've been dueling it out with one of our resident righties.
Oh, no.
Who is all over that saying, Obama. Except he uses, what does he call Obama?
Obummer.
No, actually, something really weird, like Bin Lion.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. I guess Jeez. Because of he talks about Bin Laden, maybe, but every time he writes about Obama, he calls him Bin Lion.
Right-wing nut job trolls, you don't have to think so hard. You're thinking too hard.
And he said that it's all these five cops.
Yes.
These five horrible killing of these five dead cops is absolutely. Obama pulled the trigger himself, basically. His long, big Muslim dick snaked all of the way from Poland, where he's at now.
Yes.
And somehow pulled the trigger on these five cops because he had the audacity. So I said, well, when? Give us a when did Obama actually. Say call on attacks on cops, because that's what he said. Bin Laden, your guy Bin Laden has called on attacks for cops.
Well, for some people, I mean, even endorsing the Black Lives Matter movement is an attack on police. To some ninnies, you know what I mean?
Right.
And Obama's has endorsed the Black Lives Matter movement. Maybe that's what this guy's getting at. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know that he's officially endorsed the movement, but there's. It doesn't matter. There's not. There's the movement is a nonviolent movement. And yes, there are some assholes who show up. There are people who show up and cause violence. But the vast majority, there were a lot. Atlanta.
Yes.
Yesterday, they shut down some giant bridge.
Right.
And there were just a tiny couple of arrests. I mean, thousands of people in all these cities. With a lot of protests going on and really not a lot of arrests, except in what you see on TV, Baton Rouge. And I don't know, maybe Baton Rouge had something to do with the fucking fact that the police came marching in like they did in Ferguson with their LRAD. They had one of those LRADs going that.
Like from Whale Wars.
Like
a sound cannon, is that what that is?
Yeah, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Full riot gear and all that shit.
Why the fuck do you need that?
Because it's a lot of black people and the police are all white guys.
You know, if you're in Baton Rouge, what you need is a fucking boat because it's all swamp down there.
Right.
I mean, everything's underwater. It's going to be soon.
The you've got right wing ninnies galore. Ninnies. If you go to our Facebook page, fucking Rudy Giuliani, really couldn't be more heinous.
He's an asshole, man.
And worthless. I mean, really, he's basically running around just saying, hey, I know what I'm doing because I was mayor.
What happened to him?
He was always an asshole.
Yeah. I mean, why isn't he a leader of the Republican Party? We thought he would be, right?
He's not. He's nobody's listening to him except Fox. And MSNBC invites him on inexplicably. Nobody is looking to him. Do you see Trump vetting him for vice president or anything? Nobody. He's been so marginalized and so
Trump won't
so
even bat vet
shit.
Him.
Yeah,
Jesus.
And I read something right before the show that Newt Gingrich is really deep throating hard.
Ooh.
To try to, he's lobbying for that VP spot now. Last week he was like, oh no, I don't, it's just too much work. I'll have to talk to my wife, but you know that fucker.
Yeah, if anybody can deep throat, Newt can.
Well, yeah, and he'll be able to, the main thing for him is he gets a big platform paid for by Republicans to sell more books and videos, which is what his last
presidential
campaign was. Yeah.
Is he just one of these guys that every year writes a shitty book about America, heritage, whatever, and you got to buy it?
Oh, yeah. Video.
Good guy.
He's got video classes that you can take or video lectures of his that you can.
Shut the fuck up.
You can buy and shit. It's a whole.
Oh, my God.
Newt. Everything that Sarah Palin wanted to be, as far as a little right wing media empire when she started her Sarah Palin TV.
Yes,
is kind of what Newt's got going. He's got it going on. He's got books galore, and
he's like Trump.
Tons of videos.
Does he have steaks? He doesn't have a university or water or anything like that.
Steaks. Yeah. But yeah, they said that he's lobbying pretty hard. Mike Pence is rumored to still be at the top of the Veep stakes.
Yes. What about that military dude?
That's I can't remember his name, but it's Flynn, retired general. Flynn is also rumored to be in the running. Trump earlier had said he kind of wanted somebody military-ish, but then he said he wanted somebody that was in the political game for a while.
Stephen Baldwin is taking his hat out of the ring.
Yeah, I believe he is. He's out.
Yeah.
That's the Jesus guy, right?
Oh, yes. He likes Jesus and skateboarding. Very strange.
Stephen Baldwin is into skateboarding?
Yeah. He does all these videos about skateboarding and religion and how they intersect or some weird shit like that.
Oh, wow.
It's the guy from Biodome and Threesome.
If you fall and hit your head enough, then you'll start believing more?
Can I ask you
something?
Is
that how it works? Take off your helmet. Right. Believe in the Lord more.
How the fuck? How did Billy Baldwin and Stephen Baldwin and there's another and Danny Baldwin happen? But then you have Alec Baldwin, who...
Well, they're all spectacular actors. Well,
Alec Baldwin's an amazing actor.
He is.
So how did he happen?
Stephen Lesso. I don't remember. Who was the guy that was in Sliver? That was
Billy. Why aren't
they
all just...
Billy? You know, was he in anything else?
Why aren't they all as good as Alec is my question.
Well, they might be. I don't remember seeing them. I know Stephen of Biodome fame.
Yes.
Maybe not the biggest. Although he was good in Threesome, which is 1,000 years ago. That was a kind of a funny movie 1,000 years ago.
I mean, just because they're brothers, I guess. I mean, Ralph Fiennes is no Joseph Fiennes, or vice versa. Joseph Fiennes is no Ralph Fiennes. Jesus Christ. But sacrilege.
One has an Oscar. And wait, did Ralph ever get an Oscar?
I do not think so, dude. Did his fucking brother get one?
He was nominated, wasn't he?
Shakespeare in Love with Apple Paltrow's mama?
He was nominated.
Jesus Christ.
Right?
Yeah.
I believe.
I don't fucking know. How did he get that one good part? And then he's like weird.
I just want to know how you get R-A-L-P-H to be pronounced Rafe.
British.
Right.
Rafe!
Holy shit. Listen to this guy's name. Ralph Nathaniel Twizzleton Wickham Fiennes is his name.
Mr. Twizzleton?
Holy shit.
That is nuts.
A noted Shakespeare interpreter.
Oh, yes.
He first achieved success on stage at the Royal National Theater. God, it'd be great to see him do Shakespeare live.
Why do they call him a noted Shakespeare interpreter?
I don't know.
Shakespeare's in English.
Well, sort of. That's in his, it's his Wikipedia, so
okay.
I don't know that he necessarily calls himself that, but...
Noted.
English Patient, did he...
Oh, yes. He was in the English Patient.
Nominated for the English Patient.
Was that Joseph or Rafe? That was Rafe.
Rafe. I think Joseph was only nominated once.
Yeah.
For the, for that,
Shakespeare in Love,
which was a fun movie.
A great movie.
But worthy of all the statuettes that fell upon it? I don't think so.
Right. And then if you think about the statuettes anyway, who gives a shit? It's rich people giving rich people trophies.
Yeah.
And that's the Oscars kind of.
I knew somebody who had an Emmy, and basically it was like sitting on a shelf somewhere. It's like, yeah, that's the Emmy. Gathering dust. Yeah. Having said that, might not be bad to win one.
No. It would be nice.
He won a BAFTA award.
What the fuck is that?
The British equivalent. This is
BAFTA.
Joseph Fiennes.
Oh, okay.
Won a BAFTA award for... which he was not... William Shakespeare and Shakespeare in Love, for which he was nominated for the BAFTA award for Best Actor in a Leading Role and the Screen Actors Guild Award for outstanding performance by a male actor.
Oh, okay. Jeez, congratulations.
But I think he didn't win either. So there you go.
Right. Okay.
Most recently, he's been in the second season of American Horror Story.
This is Rafe?
Joseph.
Oh, God damn it.
Twin brother.
Has Ralph Fiennes been in X-Men or any of the Marvel movies? Is he the only British guy that's never been in any of those? No Hobbit? God, that sucks.
He's in... he plays Voldemort.
Oh, in Harry Potter, right?
Ralph does. Guy. Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. God, imagine you're like an amazing older British dude in the RSC, and you haven't got one role in Harry Potter, one role in X-Men, and not one goddamn role in Lord of the Rings. Fuck that. I would lose my mind.
Well, I'm assuming with his name, he was probably talked about or offered.
I would be like, make me a fucking hobbit.
I think there's probably a bunch of British guys. Like,
oh, yeah. They want to get paid, baby.
What about if you're like, what if you're a British little person? You'd be like, what the fuck? Why didn't I get a call?
Fuck Peter Dinklage.
Or, what the fuck? Why didn't I get a call?
Is Peter Dinklage British?
No.
Okay.
American.
He's just short.
He just does an American accent.
Oh, okay.
We can see what's going on in the headlines this Monday.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, July the 11th. 2016.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. It's free Slurpee Day on the Twitter.
Oh,
I believe that's
7-Eleven
thing. They can go grab somebody just tweeted free Slurpee Day, free iced diabetes day.
Sure, yeah.
I had a Slurpee for the first time in a long time, just not like a week ago, 2 weeks ago. Yeah, and it really is.
It's just sugar.
Yeah. Thousands of grams of sugar.
It makes you nuts. Start feeling like a fucking Trumpolo.
Over at the commie pinko liberal.
It fate.
Huffington Post.
Fuck you, boy.
Side-by-side pictures of Richard Milhouse Nixon giving the thumbs up and Donald J. Trump giving the thumbs up. And it says,
yes.
Tricky Donald.
Okay.
Is the headline. We tweeted out something like this. He was speaking this morning. Here's a little bit of Donald this morning.
Oh, okay.
And he's
already been at it today.
I almost did a spit take when I heard him say he's the law and order candidate.
Oh, I saw
and
that.
And he also said, I am the candidate of compassion.
Oh my God.
Compassion. Get the fuck out. Get out of this. Get over that. We're putting up a wall to keep you brown assholes out. We're putting up an electric dome to keep muzzies out.
Dude, if you're straight.
Compassionate.
Yeah, yeah. If you're straight, white, and Christian, he's pretty fucking compassionate.
There he is.
We must maintain law and order at the highest level, or we will cease to have a country. 100%. We will cease to have a country. I am the law and order candidate.
This is boring, Trump, by the way, because this is the orange dude reading from a teleprompter, which how many times did he insult President Obama or Secretary Clinton or anybody else for using a teleprompter?
And now look at him. Look at him.
Right.
I heard him. That's the speech. Sucked.
Yeah, this is Hannibal Lecter mask Trump. This is not fun Trump.
Why?
This is cock-ringed Trump. No, cock-ringed keeps it hard. What are those things that keep it from getting hard?
Oh, it's a...
chastity belt, I guess.
It's called a... I don't know what it is. A cock leash.
Here he is.
Candidate. Hillary Clinton.
These are clips, by the way. This is over at Bloomberg.
On the other hand, is weak, ineffective, pandering, and as proven by her recent email scandal, which was an embarrassment not only to her, but to the entire nation as a whole. She's either a liar or grossly incompetent. One or the other. Very simple. Personally,
not a big giant crowd. This was a little more reserved. He was speaking. He was supposed to be speaking about Veterans Affairs, which is kind of interesting because didn't he get have that little controversy of taking his sweet orange time to give out that money that he had raised at the at that event.
Yeah, he didn't give the money that he raised to charity, to the fucking charity.
After the Washington Post raised it for. Asked him about it, and it's the Washington Post, the giant thorn in his taint. After that, after they questioned him about it, then all of a sudden these checks started flying.
Right.
A few of those veterans organizations said, God, it's interesting that the Monday after the Sunday story came out is the day that the check was dated.
Oh, that's fucking weird.
It was just a coincidence. He's in Virginia Beach today.
So that means that story had never came out. That money would have never made it to where it should have gone. I mean, maybe.
Who knows?
It doesn't sound good.
He's like, there's administrative stuff. And his story was, we have to vet the charities, right? Remember that one?
What the fuck?
Hey, there's a lot of scams out there. You know, we got to vet the charities, make sure we're not giving money to the wrong people.
That is loony.
And irony, maybe?
Yes.
is that irony? The scam artist doesn't want to give money to scams?
That is irony.
Probably both. Hillary Clinton recently said of the VA scandal that it's not been as wide.
Listen to how he reads. I mean, he's so bad at it.
It
Hillary
sucks.
Clinton always said of the scandal.
I think it's hard. I've never done the only time I've done teleprompters when it's on camera and you're saying exactly what the teleprompter is telling you.
Right.
I've never done a teleprompter where you sort of mix and match as you go. I think that
you usually don't mix and match
difficult
as you go. It's just if you're good at it, it sounds like you're mixing and matching because Obama, I think, is reading every fucking word that he says off the teleprompter.
Yeah.
But he's so damn good at it.
Right.
Same with like Maddow and shit. Like Rachel Maddow flies through that.
Rachel Maddow, that monologue she does at the beginning of every show.
Yeah.
Fuck off. That's
I'm sure
insane.
She writes it herself. So she probably has a good idea of, you know, what it says, and maybe she just gives herself notes or whatever, but you can tell. And then there's people like, you know, the Reverend Al, let's say, who are less than great. Even Joy Reid, who's my new favorite over at MSNBC. I like her as a pundit. I like her interviewing and hosting.
Yes.
Reading off a prompter, 5% less.
Right.
Let's say.
Al Sharpton, horrible on a prompter.
Yeah, not great. Yeah. But fun all every other way. So here's the rest of this Trump montage from this morning's boring speech in Virginia. He's dragging that
How
big
sad.
Fat fuck around with him too.
How
today.
Sad. Let's get the Trump back that we saw in the primaries. I mean, he's not going to win anyway, so fuck it.
Yeah, he's dragging Christie around with him today.
Widespread, as it's been made out to be. That's a quote. She actually thinks that the Veterans Health Administration is well run. That's because she's been part of this rigged system for a long time. Crooked Hillary Clinton is the secretary of...
That's written. That's in there. They're letting him say Crooked Hillary.
God.
...system for a long time. Crooked Hillary Clinton is the secretary of the status quo. And wherever Hillary Clinton goes, corruption and scandal followed. Hillary Clinton erased more than...
See, I mean, these are clips, but also listening to it live, the kind of...
It
that
sucks.
You heard, it was what happened live. It's just he's so not good at it that he doesn't get the applause like he does at the... I could see why ego lunatic that he is... Why he prefers to be off the cuff, because if he starts losing the crowd, he can say something heinous and bring him right back. I'm going to build a wall. How about that, Hillary? Look at those fat thighs. Oh, and the crowd goes crazy.
Yeah, he doesn't have the ability to like read something, to stop at the end of an idea, let his audience digest what the fuck he just said and then start the new idea. If he's reading.
Right.
All right.
30,000 emails as part of a cover-up. It's the only reason. Part of a cover-up. Hard to believe what's going on with our country. The fact...
That's the kind of shit that when he improvs, that he drops in. Because you can tell he's absolutely reading from a prompter, and then he goes, "Hard to believe. Really hard to believe." He repeats what he just said, and then he's like, "What's going on in our country?" Which is what he did. That's just one of his checkoff points.
Yeah.
I don't mean like Anton Chekhov, the playwright.
That she got away with all of this could be her single most impressive accomplishment. If elected, Hillary Clinton would become the first president of the United States who wouldn't be able to pass a background check.
What? What the fuck does that mean? Because of the email
scandal?
Because
of the emails, yeah. I mean, well, even Paul Ryan, that dickwad, called for whatever agency that gives security clearances to yank Hillary's and not give her, you know, once she's anointed as the presumptive nominee at the, or as the nominee at the convention, then I guess they get access to, I guess, is it higher level? I guess, you know, they were getting access to certain briefings before.
Right.
Because nobody wants a big fucking dummy who doesn't know anything taking office.
Well, it's national security, right?
So they get, and domestic policy too, and stuff like that. They get these morning briefings.
Yeah.
That are, I don't know if they're probably not top secret, but they're probably confidential or classified or whatever.
I imagine
level.
They're classified. Hillary just can't throw them on her fucking email server and, you know.
And they, but they, Paul Ryan wants Hillary, to lose those. He doesn't think because of this email thing that she's qualified to receive classified briefings anymore.
That is so fucking stupid.
Even though the whole point of it was, I'll never do it again. It wasn't a great idea. And let's make policies for these people that they shouldn't have fucking private servers in their houses. By the way, Colin Powell did it. He had his own email. He didn't have his own server, but he had his own email.
And watch his face deleted millions of emails from the White House.
George W.
Karl Rove, he deleted a shit ton too.
Millions, right?
So if we're talking about an email scandal.
Right.
Good Lord.
So that's the headline.
She can't pass a background check. Is that true? What does that even mean?
That because of her failure.
Oh, okay.
But he's not. It's not right, obviously. Nobody's removed her clearance. Oh, she's been found not guilty of anything. In fact, she wasn't even indicted. She wasn't even tried. They decided that there was no there.
What about Donald Trump's fucking background check?
Not a criminal there.
Right.
Well, right.
Who knows what the fuck is on that?
Well, we're getting shit by the day.
Right.
What's going on with the Donnie? There's people are still trying to push the story, I guess, rightfully so, a little more about this alleged rape that occurred of an underage girl that he's being sued for, that Trump is being sued for in New York, I guess. Supposedly there's witnesses, there's co-signers.
Oh, my God.
Girls that were there. So, I don't know. We'll see.
How is this not
Trump? Trump says it's totally political, 100% lie.
Well, what's he gonna say? I did it.
That's right. She gave horrible blowjobs.
Yeah.
Horrible.
I mean, this should be the biggest story on the planet. We got a guy running for president. What is it technically? He's named in a lawsuit or something?
Yeah. It's a civil suit, so I don't think it's a it's not a criminal.
Yes,
dealio. I think it's a civil suit.
But still, do we want our president raping 13-year-olds if we can help it? I mean, you know.
Probably like to avoid that.
Jesus Christ, man. What is wrong with us?
At some point during this ridiculous, horrible, boring speech he gave today.
Yes.
He said, we must maintain law and order at the highest level or we will cease to have a country 100%. Or we will cease to have a country.
What the fuck does that mean?
He's law and order, man. You got a yes or no, sir, the police.
Fear.
Yeah.
It's fear. He's saying Hillary presidency will equal trash can fires.
Well, she's going to let the Negroes run wild, Ryan.
Pandemonium, which I kind of think, like, if we had a Trump presidency, I think that's the apocalypse.
Sure.
I start believing in end times.
Like, I saw a little bit of that Jim Jefferies clip again today. The comedian from Australia who said...
He's brilliant.
He's here. He lives here now. And he says, he goes, there's part of me, just tiny little part of me that's like, let's fucking do it. Let's see how crazy shit can become.
No, right.
But that's what's funny about it. He's like, part of me is just like, come on.
Right.
Let's see how crazy you can get.
You know what it is? Jim, I love your comedy. It's very funny, but you don't even want to joke about that. Because I think a lot of people feel like the stereotypes of people in quote-unquote America aren't true. Like, they think people in the South, they can't be as racist
as
they seem to be.
Wait, who thinks it's not true?
I think a lot of people think that there are stereotypes in the South that people are racist, and maybe that's not true. And people think that we are overestimating the lunatics in this country.
Oh.
The lunacy.
At your peril.
Right. That's why you don't want to fuck around with the Trump thing. Because I'll tell you how crazy it can get.
Well, look at the nominee. That should tell you right there
how fucking crazy
some of this country is. The fact that he's even there in the first place.
Oh, my God.
And now all the sane Republicans are like, what the fuck happened?
I'll tell you what happened, idiots. You didn't put up one single candidate that could beat that freak.
You let the racists slip their dick in your whore holes.
Yes.
Is what happens. You let the extremist Christians slide in there for a double fuck.
Release the whore holes for a double fuck.
White supremacists in. You let the xenophobes in. You open those thighs to all of the marginal, hate-filled, white-ass motherfuckers that are out there. And now thou art reaping what thou hast soweneth with the horrible fungus growing between your legs. That is Trump.
Yeah, welcome to the Tea Party. That's what we're dealing with, right? A bunch of fucking Trumpalos. A bunch of idiot, racist Trumpalos.
Right. Where was I? That's the headline over at the HuffPo. He also said, Not only am I the law and order candidate, but I'm also the candidate of compassion. Believe it.
Okay.
That was the, I heard that.
Compassion.
I heard that one live. That was the believe it was the ad lib. So he goes, not only am I the law and order candidate, but I'm also the candidate of compassion. Believe it.
It's like, he, you know, I added believe it because he knows somebody's going to fucking believe it.
I think you heard the laughs.
Compassion.
He heard the country, more than half, 70% of the country going,
do you remember the rally?
Candidate of compassion.
The Trump rally where there were some protesters there. I don't know. Some guy got hauled off by the security and the guy had a coat on. And Trump told the security guards to take the guy's fucking coat.
It's cold out. Take his coat. Take his coat. It's cold out. Let him suffer.
I mean, this guy, he reads Charles Dickens. He doesn't get it.
Well, he reads Hitler's speeches, right?
Oh, he gets it. He gets those.
He says, the candidate of compassion, but you can't have true compassion without providing safety for the citizens of our country.
Fuck you.
There it is. Yes. Accept the rod, you slaves.
Ooh.
Accept the accept your canings. Your own good. We're keeping you safe by beating the shit out of the black people and shooting summarily the black people.
Explain to me how you're keeping me safer by shooting me.
And dummies.
I love that.
By the way, you know, white people, remember that quote from that has to do with the Holocaust about they came for the Jews and I didn't say anything.
Right.
Then they came for the homosexuals and I didn't say anything. Then they came for whatever and I didn't say anything. Then they came for me and no one was left.
That's right.
To help me or whatever.
Don't vote for that orange fuck face.
Because poorer and middle class white folk out there who think you're all snuggly wuggly, the police will be coming for you next.
Because you know what's going to happen? Let's say Trump's president. Say Nate Silver's lost it. He's drunk. What if Trump wins? I mean, he's not going to be into running that country. He's gonna have his people.
He'll be on Twitter.
He's going to have people doing everything.
Right. And
he's not going to give a fuck about
anything. He'll be laying there
anything.
On Twitter. laying in his bed with his in his white robe with his big man nipples hanging out.
Yes, he's got big old saucer nipples.
So he said compassion. So there you go. You can't have true compassion without providing safety. It's for your safety.
How fucking creepy.
Don't worry, citizens. Accept it.
Don't worry, citizens. Accept my compassion. God. Meanwhile, we just killed somebody with a fucking drone. That robot. God, that's crazy.
One of Trump's, on the HuffPo, one of Trump's longest serving political advisors was a Nixon campaign strategist. And we know that guy. Roger Stone.
Good God. I mean, is Roger Stone's
former guest on the old Crab Nation show.
Oh, that's right. Is Roger Stone, is he considered sane enough that you can call him a strategist, or is he just a loon?
I think he's off the rails now, but strategist. At one point, I guess he was mainstream enough. He posted a picture. I don't know why you would do this if you're still on Trump's side. This is where sometimes... You think Roger's probably an evilly smart guy, right?
Oh, yes,
I mean,
yes.
He's an evil genius. Not, well, I don't know about genius, but he's an evil intellect.
You know what he is? He's a well-dressed bro. Maybe.
A foppish kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
But he tweeted, the real Donald Trump is the law and order candidate who represents the silent majority. But then the picture he put was Nixon standing in front of the helicopter,
right,
with his fingers out doing the peace signs, which is what he did when he resigned in humiliation. That was him saying goodbye, fuck y'all.
This is
Washington,
on Twitter,
D.C. But he replaced Nixon's head with Trump's.
What? I was going to say maybe he attached the wrong file. I've done that with shit before.
He replaced,
obviously not.
Somebody photoshopped Trump's head over Nixon's, and it looks like I did it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not great.
Oh, shut the fuck up. You've got mad Photoshop skills.
But, I mean, on some of these things, I try to make it look not great. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want Trump's head to look, on the body I put it on, to look like it's photorealistic. I want it to be cartoonish, so I make the head a little bigger sometimes, most of the time. And that's what it looks like in this
bobblehead
one. It's like his head is too big. He has no neck. Not that Nixon was actually.
Did he have a nice neck? Nixon? I don't know. Turkey neck.
A few chins, didn't he?
Yeah. If you're running for president, do you have a list of presidents that you would like to be associated with and a list of presidents that you would rather not be associated with?
I'm thinking Nixon is lower.
I mean, I don't want to be associated with the guy that got impeached.
Right.
The Watergate motherfucker. Everybody knows who he is. He sucks.
I know people who. Relatives of mine that were always like Nixon was a great president. It's just he got caught doing something stupid.
Well, didn't.
Well, and then we find out later he directly caused the Vietnam War to go longer, right?
Well, that's stupid.
Which I still don't get how there weren't more. I mean, there was kind of an uproar when that was finally discovered and proven, but not enough. We had a president. This guy made the presidency, and he had. Single-handedly, just for his own fucking political gain, scuttled the deal that Jumbo Johnson was...
Let me whip this out.
Had put together with the Viet Cong, right?
Right.
I mean, he was...
You know what? I think that wasn't a big deal, or he didn't get the play. Because if you're in the Vietnam War, you're an older person by now. Maybe you're just not, like...
People forget.
And you're not... Those guys aren't, like, on social media and shit.
Right.
And they aren't organized. I mean, maybe they're organized. I don't know. They're veterans, I guess. But it's also, too, though. I mean, don't you think it's one of those things? It's just, it's kind of a horrible fucking truth.
What?
Well, the fact that Nixon made that war longer.
Oh, yeah. Heinous.
So, like, if you go down, if God.
Thousands of people lost their lives after that.
I think that's a tough road for our country to go down. Because it's, I mean, it's unreal. It's nightmarish. I don't know how you're supposed to, I don't know. I don't know how you square that. The guy was a fucking asshole.
So, yeah, but, you know, this is high praise from Roger Stone. apparently.
Oh, good.
He's all his schlong gets all drippy when he starts thinking about Tricky Dick.
Oh yes, I gotta need to towel off. Do you still have that organization? CUNT?
I don't think so.
Or something like that.
I don't think the Citizens United, not timid against Hillary Clinton. The anti-Hillary Clinton pack, I don't think that's going anymore. He's got something else heinous going, though.
Is Roger Stone being vetted for VP?
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be there. Don't you think? I mean, they keep saying, no. He kind of bailed early on and really became Trump's hatchet man to the most disgusting and vile. I mean, he's the one... he called Hillary Clinton a cunt, and he tweets the most horrible shit. And he just tweeted not too long ago. He tweeted he tweeted this little nugget. This is okay. This is from Roger Stone's twat line.
Okay. Calling into the twat line.
On the Twitter.
Right.
And
his twat line.
He
twat line bling.
He retweeted a little ditty from Alex fucking Jones about Black Lives Matter.
Hillary comes out and says it's white people and white cops' fault what happened in Dallas. That's the establishment. Hillary Clinton is the most cold.
Okay, and that's just not what
happened.
Jesus
Christ.
This is the debate I was having with that asshole on our Facebook page. Point to me the words. Send me the transcript, you cunt. Send me the link to the video where President Obama, following the Michael Brown shooting, said, this is white cops' fault. This is racism's fault. Go get them.
Right.
Go get them.
Where's the evidence?
And they should be ready for what they get. That is 0.0
right
of that. And they don't get it. They think that because the president and sane people, non-racist fuckwads,
right,
recognize the fact that, brown people, black people especially, ain't got it so great in this country and have never had it so great in this country.
No, we just have cell phone cameras that are capturing all this shit.
Well, right,
now.
Right.
This didn't
black
just
people have
start,
been saying
right?
this for a couple hundred years, and we've been like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
And now how we've got it on tape.
How great would it be if we could just have believed them?
Right.
We had to see it.
They knew that cops were beating the shit out of them and killing them and stopping them at a much higher rate. And all these other things, but here we go. I was just
that's
stammering
why
while I was looking this shit up.
Yeah, yeah. That's why if you're into this All Lives Matter shit, grab your Klan robe.
The New York Times put out a story today, a study that was done, and they studied 10,000 police officer stops of citizens,
okay,
of black people,
right,
and 10,000 stops with whiteys.
Right. Whiteys.
And
hey,
there's
whitey.
Just this whole list of things of, okay, use hands on them. Like, do the police put hands on them? Push into wall. Use handcuffs. Draw weapons. Push to the ground.
Oh, my God.
Point the weapon at them. Use pepper spray or baton. So these are the seven things... non-arrest. These are excluding arrests, by the way. These are if they just stop you.
Is there anything in there that says treat them like a human?
No. Well, they don't do that to anybody, which is part of the problems.
Drunk
actually
on power, man.
Defused a loony on our Twitter feed not that long ago, but because he went right for the race. I'm sure he's just a racist fuck. But I was talking about police brutality and attitude and training in general. And he was like, well, black people kill a lot more people. And I was like, race for one. And I said, well, but he was talking about yes or no, sir. And it was when Don Lemon had, broken clock once a day. Don Lemon had twice a day. Don Lemon had said, what's this yes or no, sir shit?
Yeah.
I'm an American. I don't have to yes or no, sir, anybody.
Right.
And he's got a point. It's like, he's got a point.
There is no reason right. when you get pulled over that the police should be intimidating. We do not live in Afghanistan. Right? We're not in fucking Fallujah.
Right.
All right. Everybody calm the fuck down and be nice when you pull people over. Don't be such a cock.
And even as a glowing Irish-skinned white boy, I have had asshole cops that I really have been worried that they're going to hit me. I've had a couple asshole cops who are like, well, there's one time when I was a teenager driving possibly a little rapidly and crazily.
Right.
And doing fishtails around corners and because it was fun.
And you don't need to get hit because of it. Because we're like humans.
Yeah, and this one guy was like, I gotta throw you at reckless driving. I gotta throw your fucking ass in jail. I know he was, this is the scared straight business, the tough love. Didn't work, bro, Haim. The next weekend I was out doing the same shit.
Yeah, yeah. But don't they use those Richie Daly tactics, a little stick time?
Yeah, that's what I was worried about.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine if I would have been black.
No,
I would have been
Jesus,
in jail.
Please.
I would have resisted. Imagine, stop resisting. Wham. Stop resisting. Wham.
Imagine you were black and then you had a hoodie and Skittles in your pocket. It would have shot you to death.
But I told this asshole, I'm like, part of the problem is the systemic problem of the police is that they think they rule over us. They fucking don't. They don't. They work for us.
Absolutely.
And we grant them special responsibilities and privileges to, at times, with utmost discretion, suspend or take away citizens' sovereign rights in the name of the greater good. People shouldn't be pissing their pants because you pull them over because they have a broken fucking taillight.
I mean,
don't have to be all Johnny Bravo, Johnny Hardass when you pull somebody over. What's wrong with your tiny little testicles and penis if you have to be a badass?
My dick is fine.
To the citizens that you're giving minor traffic violations for. How sad is your brain? How pathetic is your manhood?
By the way, Trump just rang in and he said, no, everything's okay with this tiny penis. Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. God. It is true. Hey, but what about other countries where the cops aren't armed? And they're taught to de-escalate. Why don't we do that?
Well, that's the part of the problem, too. Yeah. And that's the thing. But if we say that, if we say, why aren't these cops getting better training in de-escalation tactics? Yeah. What? You hate cops. You hate cops. You're a racist. You're the racist.
Do you think traffic cops, do they need to be armed if you're pulling people over for speeding or for like you're ticketing them for like, I don't know, parking in a
zone or something? In some countries, they're separate, aren't they? Aren't there?
Rolled into the cops.
Right. They're traffic wardens or something.
Okay. And I'm a traffic a warden. Branch.
And no, they're not. They don't. But now that's part of the problem, too, is that let's thank small government republicanism.
Yes.
For cutting government, because this is where it might be nice to have. Well, let's create some more jobs and let's have some people who all they do is traffic infractions and there's no guns involved. There's no
how nice.
Yeah, there's no intimidation or shit like that. If we're going to have people shaking down citizens for running a stop sign.
And doesn't it seem like, isn't it antiquated in a way? Like, you have to physically pull someone over because they didn't use their fucking turn signal.
Punishment culture.
I mean, can't you see they got a license plate? Well, and cinema fucking bill or some shit.
And what the racists don't understand is that you or I driving with the turn signal, forget the turn signal.
Nobody cares.
And we drive by Joe Jerkoff motorcycle dick and pot cop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he sees lily white skin. Next guy drives by and is black and doesn't use his turn signal. Guess who gets pulled over more?
Yes.
And that's the point we're talking about. They like to go to, well, black people commit more crimes overall.
What the fuck kind of statement is that to make?
It doesn't matter.
In 2016!
Even if statistically it's true, which I don't know that it is. It might be, but look, you know, you can blame that on ghettoization. You can blame that on a myriad of different things.
But what does it matter? You're right. What does it fucking matter?
That doesn't, because we're talking about like this New York Times study here that, or it's actually University of, I don't know, somewhere.
Go fuck yourself.
Evil, liberal, education type place. Ooh. Where they teach you to think.
Fuck you,
dummy. That's the most dangerous thing.
Burn in hell.
So police officers more likely to, like I read the list a while ago, use yes. hands, push into wall, blah, 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 blah. Use hands. Of every 10,000 stops in New York City, these were in New York City.
Okay.
They said police were 17% more likely to put their hands on a black person than on a white person.
Jesus, that's 17%.
Now, this is of
more
the
likely.
Equal number of stops. We're not saying they do more crime. We're talking about if you take 10 black people arrested
yes.
detained, I guess,
right.
and 10 white people detained,
this, you're doing
these
a
are
study.
The outcomes.
This is a study.
Yes.
There's math based on this. This is going to be that kind of shit is hard to explain to a Trumpolo.
They put of 10,000 stops, they pushed 529 people into a wall that were white,
God.
623 that were black. For an 18% difference.
Why were they pushing people into the wall?
Because that's what they
in
do.
The first fucking place.
They put handcuffs on 266 white people, 310 blacks. A 16% difference.
Why?
They drew their weapons.
Yes.
Almost 20% more on black people.
Okay, so you got to stop that because you guys know you're shooting them.
But
you shouldn't be.
But they're black.
All right.
They pointed their they pointed their weapon. I read the wrong one. They drew their weapon. They pointed it.
Yes.
At 24% more.
Holy fucking shit.
So they
shit.
Drew their weapon. You know, they draw it to look all macho, and they hold their gun down
yes.
at their sides. And then they actually pointed it at 43 white people, 54 blacks out of 10,000 stops, which
wow.
is a 24% difference. And actually using pepper spray or a baton, they got to, it was a 25% difference.
Oh my, you're 25% more likely.
But it's a lot smaller sample.
Yes.
They surprisingly, I'm surprised in 10,000 stops, they only used a handful of batons or pepper spray.
Have you ever been maced or pepper sprayed?
I have not.
I really never have either. I can't imagine. It's got to suck. It's got to burn.
Where did I smell it once? I forget where I smelled pepper spray once.
Yes.
It had been used recently.
Okay.
I think somebody's like pepper spray went off in her purse. That's what it was.
Oh my God.
Somebody had a pepper spray.
How awesome.
That's the safety flipped off of it. And when she reached in there, it went off, and her purse
shit.
Smelled like pepper spray for a while.
One time, a friend of mine tried to make a bong out of a banana pepper.
Oh,
and he
done apple, but banana pepper.
Yeah, it kind of you actually make pepper spray, kind of.
Oh, jeez,
it's horrible. good job, dummy.
So there you go. There's the latest study that you can. I mean, I know it's pointless. If somebody's a racist fuck, they're a racist fuck.
They're
going to
be a racist.
And they're going to be a racist fuck. And say, well, what about white people? White people's lives matter too. If your first reaction to someone saying, well, you know, black lives matter is white people matter too.
Good God.
Then, you know, you need to kind of educate yourself about what the movement is about. It's not black people, black lives matter more. They are being killed at
right.
a higher rate. They are being have their hands put on. They are being pushed into walls. They are being handcuffed. They are having weapons drawn upon them. They are being pushed to the ground. They're having weapons pointed at them, and they are being pepper sprayed and or batoned at 16 to 25% higher rates. They have something to be pissed off about.
It's math, Trumpolos. It's fucking math.
And does that condone the killing of five officers? No. And a 2x4 to your head if you think that. That's what drives me crazy. Is
I don't
people
understand.
Say
why is it
just because we read that we hate cops and we're on the side of the cop killer?
Is no one nuanced?
Not
you
on
idiots.
The right.
You have to be nuanced.
Not on the right.
Not they're everything not. Is black and white, especially when you're talking about politics
yeah,
and
literally.
Shit. Good God, yeah.
that's what I...
They're fucking stupid.
That's the strangest thing about conservatives is just the lack of nuanced thought. It's you're either with us or against it. That horrible Sarah Palin used those words last week about when she said, I call them Republicans against Trump or rats. These are the people who are saying they're still trying and claiming they're getting more delegates, by the way.
Oh,
but
geez.
They're trying to mount some kind of a coup at the convention and get a floor vote to unbind the delegates in the first round.
Hey, you know what? We're getting close to the RNC, right? Kind of.
It's less than a week.
Okay.
A week from today.
So what's on the docket? What musical numbers? What kind of, what are we seeing there? I don't even know.
We don't have a lot of information yet.
I want to know if I go to the RNC, how much does it cost to go to the convention?
I think Paul Ryan said he's going to speak, but he kind of has to because the Speaker of the House historically is the guy who kind of runs.
Right.
This is what I really look forward to. Because, you know, some of these conventions can get a little raucous. And there's that footage of Boner. remember when they steamrolled all of the Ron Paul delegates?
Oh, my God.
Who were trying to get rules changed and shit. And
Ron
there's that
fucking Paul.
There's that famous video and audio of Boner running up to the podium at the convention. The whole stadium... auditorium screaming, people yelling one way, the Ron Paulies running, yelling another way. And he said, oh, we're putting it to the vote of whether to adopt this rule change. He said, or to table this rule change to get rid of it.
Right.
And he's like, the ayes and all the anti-Ron Paul people are like, aye. And then the noes and all the Ron Paul people are like, no. And there were a lot of them. And it almost sounded equal. Like you,
how really?
How do you know? You
I don't know
with all the screaming going on, and he doesn't even wait a second. And the nose, wah! In the opinion of the chair, the eyes have it, and then the place just fucking erupted, and Boner scooted away. They just railroaded it.
God, that's awesome. I mean, what is this convention going to be like comparatively? I mean, it's got to be nuts. I mean, maybe not.
I can't wait. Know. Yeah. I don't know what's going to go on with this one. I can't wait to see. Paul Ryan
is he going to endorse
herd these cats? He hasn't yet.
Is he going to come when he speaks at the RNC?
I don't know what he's going to say.
Is he going to tell Republicans to come out and pull the lever for Donald Trump?
Well, right. There you go.
Because how do you not do that?
Because they keep saying Trump needs to get more presidential. Or what? You guys are going to dump him? You got 6 days, mofos.
Is this why no one wanted to be speaker? I wonder if people on the right kind of saw this coming when, you know, like Paul, this does Paul Ryan no favors,
it's
right?
It's just a giant football in the ass every day. I mean, you're just taking it up the pooper from a lunatic and your own people are against you. That's the problem is there's that.
Oh, yeah.
That. Freedom Caucus, the ironically named Freedom Caucus.
Are these the tea loonies?
Yeah.
Ugh.
In the House,
Blah.
Who have... The reason they have enough sway is because the House is still close enough divided that they need all the Republicans to Sig Heil at the same time
oh,
for
yes.
their heinous agenda to get anything passed. And if 40 tea loons... say, fuck you. It's our way or the highway.
Which is what
then they don't get anything done, which is right. Welcome to the last 7 years.
And that's what they got elected to on anyway.
Well, right. Some of them. Yeah, they absolutely got
we'll
elected.
Pay a little Obamacare.
Look, I'm going to throw a big wrench in the system. Woohoo! And the dummies down in Alabama, Texas is whatever district
right.
Louie Gohmert's from, the people who voted for Ted Cruz, the people who voted for Mike Lee, the people who voted for
oh my God.
Steve King, who I've got a story about. And people like that are in this Freedom Caucus. They go back and they tell their dumb, drooling constituents gave the finger to the establishment.
I fingered the establishment.
Yeah, I said, fuck you. I stood up for your rights. So we're all going down with the ship. Except me, because I'm now a rich congressman in a gerrymandered district. And
I got a golden fucking parachute, baby.
I'm getting bribes and job offers for later. You know, if you vote for this certain legislation that we like, there's a chairmanship in it for you after you get out of this out of public service.
Well, let me line up for this non-toothy blowjob.
Disgusting. That's why we need laws. And you know that's not going to happen.
Oh, no.
But laws that limit whether when you can join an organization, whether you can join an organization, get a job for an organization that you helped legislate on or for or about.
Oh my God.
That's been out there where they're like, look, if you, were instrumental in
that's
legislation
horrible.
That helped, fillet the oil industry,
yes,
then we would like to prevent you for 10 years from having a job within the oil industry after you leave Congress.
That would be fucking awesome. It's like a non-compete, right?
Well, right. You have to do that in the private sector, and some of them are pretty onerous.
Why do we get special? Why is it special for us?
You know, because we're dumb and we elect Republicans. Anyway, here's... I never got to this, Alex Jones. Here's Alex Jones talking. This is a Roger Stone retweet.
Ooh.
Of an Alex Jones ditty. Alex Jones.
Roger Stone
looks like he's in...
Is tweeting out an Alex Jones clip?
Well, they've been rolling
together,
in the hay,
right?
For quite a while now.
But Alex Jones is just fucking loony.
Comes out and says it's white people and white cops' fault what happened in Dallas. That's the establishment. Hillary Clinton is the most cold-blooded person you can imagine. Al Gore and people literally owned the factories in China where they have suicide nets and forced abortions and mobile execution vans. They don't care about human rights.
I've got a mobile execution van. Jeez.
Mobile execution van.
Listen, let me explain something. If you have an execution van, take out the word mobile. You don't need it. It's in a van, fucker.
But who's the ones
redundant
that are having legislation or getting rid of any legislation, or also are gelding labor, and allowing these evil companies to send their manufacturing over to the place where they have suicide nets and factories because you can make a profit. People like you, Alex Jones, want the factories with the suicide nets here. Donald Trump wants no minimum wage. Hey, if we can pay him 10 cents an hour, fuck it.
Is Trump for the forced abortions?
Well, yes, but
hold
no.
you down, give me a forced abortion.
Our elite put Mao Zedong in power in 1949. That's declassified. He killed 80 plus million Chinese. I see numbers on average of 258 blacks killed a year by police. If all of it was unjustified shootings, that's not even a blip on a radar screen for the amounts of deaths in this country. 10,000 plus people fall in their showers and hit their heads. Over 500 blacks get killed a year in Chicago alone by other black people. No one cares.
That's a separate issue. That is a separate issue. And yes, everyone cares. And there are people working within the community. There are black leaders. There are black ministers. There are black politicians constantly working to reduce crime, to see what they can do in impoverished black areas. So to say nobody cares is bullshit.
Is Alex Jones saying that Trayvon Martin could have slipped and fell and died in a shower rather than being shot by what's his face?
Zimmerman.
Oh, God.
Over at the Drudge Report, let's give the other side a moment or two of... fair time.
Oh my God.
I guess. There's a lot about these evil terrorist black people, Ryan.
Ugh. Oh no. What do we do?
The headline says help wanted.
Oh yes.
To
what? For what? Go out and protect white people.
It leads to a CBS story in Dallas where the Dallas police chief was speaking and said, we're asking cops to do too much in this country.
Okay.
But, okay, here's, I'm glad we have the video. I wonder if it's going to go. They're taking it out of context.
I believe that I'm able to stand here and discuss this with you is a testament to God's grace and his sweet, tender mercy.
Pretty Jesus.
Just to be quite honest with you. Because what we're doing, what we're trying to accomplish here is above challenging. It is. We're asking cops to do too much in this country. We are. We're just asking us to do too much. Every societal failure, we put it off on the cops to solve. Not enough mental health funding. Let the cop handle it. Not enough drug addiction funding. Let's give it to the cops. Here in Dallas, we got a loose dog problem. Let's have the cops chase loose dogs.
He's got a point.
Yeah.
Then how about funding some jobs for dog catchers? But the Republicans say, big government, you big government. That's another, that's somebody else on the
government. We need
government
to be big.
I ain't paying for that. You're taking my tax money.
We've got a big fucking country.
We have a massive country.
Massive. We need the government to do lots of fucking shit.
And societal problems, he's got a point. You know, we can't overlook the fact that there, you know, there's some high crime black areas. Why are they high crime?
Poverty.
Well, there you go. Why then? Let's keep going. Why are they poor?
Because they're lazy.
Right.
Because they're black.
Well, and well, hey, yes, because
explain this
as
to
a
me.
Result of being black.
Why in poor neighbors in Chicago? I remember this when I lived there. Why is it harder to have good mass transit? You ever notice like the really nice areas in Chicago? There's like two or three train lines to stop there. A shit tons of buses.
Why are the schools shit in poor neighborhoods and great in nice white neighborhoods? And now they're getting to the point where they're trying to pass these. Well, let's turn this into a magnet school, or let's turn this into a charter school, which means let's keep the black people out even more.
You think
let's spend money. Let's suck more resources from the system. And then when the Republicans keep cutting education budgets, because the last thing they want is people educated. When the Republicans keep cutting education budgets, then the rich white school doesn't suffer as much as the poor inner city school, which then closes. Look at Rahm fucking Emanuel, that racist fuck. A Democrat, by the way.
Right.
And I spit upon him because he's a shit. It's what they did in Chicago was beyond racism of how they cut the education budget and which schools they closed and where.
God, fucking horrible. Liberals aren't supposed to do that kind of shit.
And then they take money away from it and then they blame the black kids. They take resources away and they blame the black kids for not being educated enough, for not being disciplined enough.
Jesus.
When they keep pulling resources and music programs and art programs, that shit's fucking important.
You ever
to
been to
all kids?
Have you ever been to like a high school in the Highland Park area in Chicago? Really nice area, very posh. But it's like the theater's there.
Tennis coach.
Oh, I imagine they have nice
imagine
tennis
the
courts
schools
there.
I saw. Yeah.
Oh my god. But the fucking like these schools, they have like professional theaters with a loading dock. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
not to mention the $1 million football stadiums like these high schools in Texas have.
God, man. I mean,
$1 million
the
plus
facilities.
Stadiums in Texas, ladies and germs. Let's all remember this. They're trying to teach and that they're trying to put in science class that evolution is a lie. Meanwhile, they're spending a couple of million on a fucking football stadium for their kids.
That's so fucked up.
And charging taxpayers for it. And then they'll scream that the police don't have enough resources. I mean, they don't.
Right.
So where's that money going? I don't know. We got a couple million sunk into a fucking football stadium down the road. Was that necessary?
Yeah. You know, It's funny thinking back to, I think L.A. is a little different than Chicago. I feel like in Chicago, the rich and the poor are really like sectioned off. You know, there's a lot less money on the south side of Chicago. Well, that whole area is separated by a fucking highway, and there's no trains down there.
Right.
And like, there aren't as many resources. And the schools don't have as many fucking resources in these poorer areas. You know, I used to do a play. I used to do this play, and we would go do it at these high schools and stuff. And we, whenever we'd go to a school in the south side of Chicago, like, you walk through a metal detector.
Right.
I mean, how are you supposed to fucking learn anything if, like, it feels like you're walking into a prison? You have to walk through a metal detector.
And don't we have an example of, I want to say it was Baltimore, but I could be wrong. But there was a high school principal who went against his they sent him money. This was after Sandy Hook.
Yes.
And the gun ninnies decided we needed armed guards at every school.
More guns.
And wherever this guy was, he got money for an extra armed guard or two. And he instead ditched the armed guard idea and put in a music and arts program. And guess what happened? He was in one of these rough inner city metal detector high schools. Guess what fucking happened, you knuckle-dragging asshole conservatives out there who want to cut programs and cut education. Everything got better.
Yeah.
The crime rates for these kids went down. Everything got better.
Dude,
their other classes, they started showing up. They started doing better in other classes. It's just, they became better people when we treat them like people.
Like people?
Like kids that need education.
Because when you're poor, like, sometimes you don't get treated like a person, man.
Right.
God, I remember.
So that's what this cop is talking about. He's saying, you're asking the police to be the final caretaker for all of your societal problems. He's got a point.
How the fuck are they supposed to do that?
But they also need to be, they have checks and balances against their pursuit of how they're doing all of this.
Last week we were just talking about what's depressing is, like, what are you going to do with the institutional racism in our police force? Like, how are you going to get, how are cops going to see black people as people?
Right.
I wonder what the plan is for that. There's got to be a plan.
I don't know.
Do you think Trump has a plan?
No.
To end the racial divide in this country?
Of course not.
He wants to build a wall.
Oh, sure. I'm sure he would love that. Start putting walls in cities.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Well, hey, I can build great walls. We'll put walls everywhere.
Trump's had little issues, hasn't he, as a slumlord?
Oh, yeah.
Just the opposite. He won't let black people anywhere near his buildings.
No,
and that was one of the issues. Unfair renting practices. He was cited for it, for saying, sorry, we're all filled up, to the black people.
Oh, yes.
And then some white people come along and he's like, right here, we have a lovely apartment for you.
You know, maybe I read it wrong, but I thought I saw a story somewhere where Trump's got some hotel somewhere. I don't know, because of certain standards that aren't met, federal employees can't stay there. Like, they can't stay there and expense their room or something.
I don't know.
Maybe
because it's so shitty.
Yeah. God, I know I read somewhere. Trump, somebody look that up.
I wonder how that hotel in Chicago is. Is it? It's pretty nice. I was never inside of it. Like, is there a nice bar at least?
Oh,
probably
got to
be a nice.
There's a lovely bar.
Lounge of some sort.
Probably got a gun range.
Think they do comedy there?
Oh, absolutely.
So that's the headline over at the Drudge Report is the Dallas police chief says we're asking cops to do too much in this country.
Fuck you.
Which, I mean, you know, depending on how you frame it, he's got an idea. He's got a point. But that doesn't justify shooting black people.
Fuck no.
That doesn't justify
Fuck no.
Pulling over black people at a higher rate and all the stuff we just listed earlier.
I mean, it's dehumanizing. God, just think about it. If you're black and you go driving in your car, you know in the back of your mind, you're like, Jesus, I'm more likely to get pulled over just because of who the fuck I am.
Right.
That's a lot of stress just to, I don't know, walk around with.
Roger Ailes?
Oh, yes.
this story gets better and better. Now there's like...
Is he looking for a job?
There's six other women that are coming forward and saying, yeah, God. That's totally Ailes.
Jeez. What a hornball.
It seems like a lot of other women are corroborating it, coming to his rescue and denying that this could be possible.
Oh, yes.
Greta Van Susteren.
I mean,
now the
are we sitting here? Are we supposed
there are those
to...
among us that would be cynical and say, yes. Well, perhaps she's out of the age range of somebody that Roger wants to sink little Roger into.
Oh, yes. Well, they like to call it Big Roger. I mean, are we supposed to believe that we're not supposed to believe these sexist rumors about Fox News? We're not supposed to believe that. Fuck off.
Well, look at the skirt mandate. That's all you got to do is look at the fact that these women are told.
Show those gams, baby. Find another fucking job.
Kelly Boyle, who used to work for the RNC, said she had an interview with the guy from the RNCC. He never showed up. What happened? She asked someone there, and the guy said, oh, nothing. Just the word went out that you weren't to be hired.
What?
And it was after she told Roger Ailes, oh, thank you for your offer to have sex with you and some of your pals sometimes when you decided it would be nice to share me.
Oh,
friendship, something
God.
Like that. I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to read. From this is Wonkette, so they don't even they write
Roger Ailes is passing around anchor people, sharing them like joints.
Back in the day, he produced the Mike Douglas Show. Did you know that?
Holy shit. How old is Roger
76.
Ailes? 76. Okay.
A woman named Susan, who was a former model, said she was auditioning for a part on the Mike Douglas Show, which Ailes produced.
You could smoke. Oh my God. You could smoke on the set of that fucking show. That's how old
it is. Everybody did. She said, quote, he proceeded to pull down his pants and very, very gingerly pull out his genitals and said, kiss them.
What?
They were red like raw hamburger. Ugh. He was pretty meticulously dressed with long white shirt tails coming out. It was like he was just at the end of a long day and I was supposed to know what to do.
Ooh. Put your hamburger dick back.
I was a kid. I'd never seen a man's privates before. Oh, I jumped up, but the door is locked. Nobody's out there. He chased me around the office. At some point, it dawned on him that this wasn't going to happen. He finally pulled up his trousers. He was very angry and rushed over to his desk, pulled open a door, and had a reel-to-reel tape recorder going.
What?
He said to me, don't tell anybody about this. I've got it all on tape. But he's the one who would get in trouble from it.
He's pulling out his hamburger dick.
He knew I was 16.
Oh, shit.
At the time.
Damn.
Dun, dun, dun.
Roger Ailes is a real creep.
From pulling up Roman Polanski.
I mean, he's not. Is he in trouble for anything? Or is it like, you know what I mean? Like, can he get in trouble for any of these allegations? I mean, for pulling his hamburger dick out?
Not for back in the day, not back on the... I mean, I don't think the Mike Douglas Show is going to fire him.
Did the person say his dick looked like raw meat or something, or pink hamburger?
They were red like... He pulled out his genitals, he said, kiss them, and they were red like raw hamburger.
Why?
Roger! I don't know what's going on.
What's going on with your dick?
Maybe he was sunning and forgot the block.
I bet, you know, Roger Ailes just must hate the world we live in now, the social media. Everybody can say anything. You know, everyone has a way to get the word out there. You imagine the days of producing the Mike Douglas Show? He could run around in auditions and whip his dick out. Who's going to know?
Yeah.
The Mike Douglas Show. Was that like a...
70s, right?
Was it 60s/70s? Was it more like a late night television show, or is that like a daily thing, the Mike Douglas Show? Is it news?
I thought it was like a daily like an Oprah type show, okay, where it was a chat show, but they also had, like, if a singer was on, they would do tunes.
No,
and
right,
he would sing too. Mike Douglas was a singer,
oh,
right?
Shit.
So he would sometimes sing, and everybody was smoking back in the day.
That's so crazy.
So there you go. Roger Ailes, more and more and more coming out about the Fox News poobah over there, and none of it be good.
Somebody's alive. People that worked on the Mike Douglas show are still alive.
Sure.
God, it seems like forever ago, that show. I don't even remember it.
I've got a story here. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes.
Lovely Monday here in SoCal. Don't forget, if you're going to buy any shit on the internets, buy it through our Amazon hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Or go to crabdiving.com, clink. Clink.
Clink.
Clink.
Hold on!
What are you doing, clink?
Nine!
Then, you know, God, that's really weird. Nicks. Earlier, I don't even know how I fell upon this, but in my travels on the internet,
yes,
I ended up seeing a screen grab of a Hogan's Heroes. And I was like, wow, are any of these guys still alive?
Okay.
LeBeau.
LeBeau,
the little tiny French guy,
is alive.
Is 91 years old, still alive.
LeBeau. What did he do after that? I mean, did he have... was he on the Mike Douglas show, probably?
I don't know, maybe.
Holy shit.
So yeah, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you get, we get a little taste, a little nibble. Doesn't cost you anything, just helps us out here in screaming liberal media land.
We get paid, baby.
Tweet us during the show if you like. Tweet us not during the show at crabdiving. Participate. Send us shit, motherfuckers. Stories and shit. We love that. Anyway, this is... a story. I just thought this is kind of funny. A story in Mississippi.
Oh yes, is that state still exists? Have they seceded yet?
Oh, it's still there. Speaking of great education and Republicans,
the Christian white butt hurt abounds.
Mississippi state senator Chris Massey.
Okay,
was his name?
Fuck you.
Is his name? And Mr. Massey has been arrested. This is a state senator.
Oh, shit.
There's a mugshot of him, like, in a t-shirt. He's 40s to 50s.
Okay.
White. Perfect. I know you're shocked.
Perfect.
Angry looking, shaved head white guy.
Oh, yeah. God, these white dudes are so scary. Terrifying.
And he and his father were both arrested. His father.
Oh, my God.
Jack are accused of getting into a brawl with two landscapers in it's a pleasant, nice neighborhood. But
oh, okay,
let's not forget, it's a pleasant, nice neighborhood in Mississippi.
Yeah.
Something called the Olive Branch neighborhood.
A peace offering. Okay.
We don't know a lot of what's going on, but
isn't that a biblical reference, an olive branch?
The state senator spit in a guy's face.
What the fuck?
The dad ran into the truck and got a shovel.
Hey.
The situation escalated quickly into shovel, tire, iron, and other lawn equipment being swung at each other.
Oh, perfect. Is this what happens when you have a couple of dumb people trying to de-escalate a situation? Out comes the tire iron.
Well, no, because they're saying, all the neighbors are saying, this is pretty typical behavior of lunatic Senator Massey.
He's mixing it up, you know?
And they said at one point, the landscaper said at one point, the old man mentioned he had a gun in the car.
Oh, my God. See, I thought more guns make us more safe. It seems like it escalates a situation.
Yeah,
did
you hear what the police chief that we just heard from in Dallas said about that yesterday, that it didn't, the open carry laws that they have in Texas, it didn't help the situation
right
when they had people with long guns running around with their Second Amendment rights.
Yeah, I tweeted out, I don't know that more guns make us more safe, but it makes it more confusing.
He said it literally makes it a lot harder to decide who's a good guy and who's a bad guy. And that's what we're finding in these situations. Remember, it happened at that...
that university. The
university.
There
was a guy who was armed, and he said, you know what? I had my gun. I got the hell out of there because... The police come rushing in. They don't know what's going on. They see guy with gun.
Okay.
Possibly untoward things could happen. So he's smartly removing himself and his gun from the situation, which is what most of these, or they all did, they all bailed at this at the shooting the other night. Yeah. None of these guys stayed and helped the ossifers defend themselves. They all hightailed it out of there. And rightfully so, because they would have complicated it. So why do we have this open carry in the first place? If you realize that the smarter thing to do when the shit hits the fan is to get the fuck out of there, what's the logic behind walking around with your big scary gun on your back all the time?
I'm going to explain it one more time. A mass shooting is better... Don't bring any more bullets to a mass shooting, right? Or guns.
Right.
Less bullets. Make a mass shooting better. And now that you can make it better. God, it's the stupidest thing I've ever fucking said. You know what I mean?
I watched a video. There was a guy in Mississippi at the... There was a protest over the weekend at the spot where... Alton, I'm forgetting all the names now of these poor gentlemen who were killed over the weekend, or killed last week. But the gentleman that was killed in Mississippi, selling his CDs, at that spot, there was a protest over the weekend, and, a young, dumb, white, hick, moron shows up with his beer koozie or whatever he had in one hand, drinking something.
Oh, my God.
He couldn't have had a beer because I think they even frowned upon that in Mississippi. Louisiana, I mean.
You can't drink and carry
Baton
your gun.
Rouge, then. Baton Rouge.
Okay.
And he had a sidearm on. Now, he's a white guy who shows up at essentially a Black Lives Matter protest.
With a gun.
Or people protesting the fact that a black man was killed unjustly, they believe. This guy shows up with a gun. And the HuffPo was interviewing this guy.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm just here to support. I'm here to make sure that everybody's kept safe. And the reporter says, well, kept safe from what?
Where do you live?
Well, I don't know. They catch him. They're like, are you from here? He goes, I've been Baton Rouge my whole life. Well, not this here area, but I grew up in Baton Rouge.
Damn.
So he specifically traveled. He doesn't live nearby and just wandered over to protect. He got in his car and he said he also wanted to express his Second Amendment rights. So he's all like,
Christ.
And this is when the cameras are on him. Suddenly he's all, I want to be peacekeeper in case anything happens. I want to be able to help people.
Yeah. Meanwhile.
Back at the house, he's like, them damn N-words are protesting. I'm going to go out and stand around with my gun and make sure that nothing happens.
It's narcissism. The guy's got to go out in a big group of people, these open carry guys. They're like, oh, look, I have a gun. I'm special.
And 95% of the time, I would bet you, the first bullet that goes off, this asshole is running his skinny, scrawny, dumb white ass to cover.
Which is what you should do. Well, you shouldn't pull your gun. I mean, to me, this is the crazy thing. That cop shooting down in Texas, well, isn't that the wet dream of all you gun freaks? Like, something like that goes down, and now you're able to help. You can lend a hand to the cops. You can fire at the bad guys because you're a quote-unquote good guy with a fucking gun.
Well, and the argument of the weapon that he had.
Oh, my God.
He had one of them assault-type rifles. How's your little pea shooter versus Mr. High-Capacity Mag souped up AR?
Well, you know,
or whatever the guy had.
I had somebody tell me one time, I was like, why do people need these fucking semi-automatic guns? The guy's like, you ever been squirrel hunting?
Bullshit.
Like, I never have.
Bullshit.
Well, they're fast. They're fast. I mean, I think that's why.
So they're taking an AR-15 squirrel.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Somebody actually told me that.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine you're in the woods, hiking?
Exploding these, as all the foliage. It'd look insane. Squirrel hunting.
We just need less guns and shit and fuck everyone. We need less guns.
This guy, I just thought it was funny, the scene, the visual of a state senator.
Right.
Turning, him and his dad getting all white trashy and all, and attacking people with farm implements.
And this is Mississippi.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you know.
By the way, the kicker is he's the chairman of the ethics committee. In the state senate of Mississippi.
I don't know if the story related to ethics.
No, it's just, I mean, yeah.
What do you mean?
Maybe you don't start swinging at people. I don't know.
Yeah, that's
they're
true.
Saying that it,
don't hit people. Is that what you're saying?
That for some reason, they were trying, the Massies were trying to block these landscapers at the end of the street from getting in because they were mad at their neighbors.
Oh my God.
Or something. And they were, the landscapers like, look, I just want to go to work. The landscaper said, it makes me mad that they would, the homeowner says, it makes me mad that they would treat him like he's nobody and would let him come down the street.
I mean, meanwhile, you're talking about a landscaper. This guy can't do his job.
Then the fucking idiot. Dale Spikes, the neighbor, said Jake was trying to get me to come out in the street and fight with him.
Oh, my God. Where the fuck do these people live?
Come on out here.
Good God, man.
These are alleged adults. And this guy's voting on the future.
Oh, sure.
Of the children of Mississippi.
God damn it. It's something about these.
This cretin, this moron.
Scary little redneck hamlets in the middle of fucking nowhere. I mean, I know we live in Los Angeles near downtown. I mean, there's some dangerous parts, I guess. But it's nothing compares to, like, how creepy it is in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
Look at the fucking South. All these white guys with these fucking guns. Please.
And alcohol.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and they're drunk.
And
I
drama,
forgot.
Drama, yes, drama.
Sure. Fuck you. All the splody heads.
All splody heads be splodin'. I gotta get that. I gotta download that, by the way.
Now that's the best Sarah Palin line ever. These splody heads.
It's pretty batshit, although right wing and bitter clinging.
Does she have like, you know, I was thinking about this. You ever see that movie, oh my God. Yaya, Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants Society of
I did not see
Jesus.
That one.
Apparently, who's in that? Chick from Miss Congeniality.
Chick.
Yeah.
Sandra Bullock?
Yes. She's in that Yaya Sisterhood of the Pants. And don't all the characters in there, don't they speak like a shorthand? Don't they have like a secret language they use?
I really don't know. I didn't see it.
I mean, maybe that's what we're hearing from Sarah Palin is all I'm saying. Maybe.
Oh, she's got her own language.
Maybe we're hearing a shorthand that we just don't understand because we're from the lower 48. Fuck you.
Keep exploding over this movement because it seems so obvious. Daryl wins. Trump wins. America.
Right, that's it starts at the wrong spot there. Here we go.
Right.
Here we go. Sarah Palin.
Because I love the challenge of not just singing to the choir and I mostly the topic that they gave me. It was how is Trump winning?
By the way, that's not cut. That, I don't know what she just said
good
there,
God.
But that's not a cut. That's, you think, that's just what she said.
You think it's some speech therapist. I don't know who would meet with her and say, hey, listen, I heard what you said. Now, explain to me what you just said. Would she be able to do that?
Is it, I mean,
is she just saying words?
Is it just depressing how many people like her? I mean,
yes!
I know she's marginalized now.
Yes.
And really a laughingstock to the majority of people.
It is depressing,
in the world,
dude.
But there are still enough of the people out there who are into Sarah Palin. And I just, how can you watch this?
Let me explain it to you. And I like her.
Be like, yeah, yeah. It's the same rationale,
yeah,
in quotes, with Trump, right? She says it like it is. She don't care. She ain't a politician, which is utter bullshit, because the reason that she ran, hightailed her ass out of the governorship. She's not even a full-term governor.
It's
her
cold
half-term,
up there.
And the threat of oncoming investigations for corruption.
Right?
Yeah.
How are you investigated for corruption when you're the governor of fucking Alaska? I mean, it's not a full-time job. Everything's fucking frozen. Right. What are you governing?
It was, how is Trump winning? More specifically, it was, why, oh, why is Trump winning? And I told him, you know, it's really funny to me to see the splody heads keep exploding over this movement because it seems so obvious.
Splody heads keep exploding.
They just keep exploding along.
And then, just like Bigley, where the rest of us semi-intelligent human beings righteously and rightfully mock these morons for whatever word diarrhea is drizzling out of their maws.
I don't know what that was. It's a learning disability.
They then decide to turn it into a strength. And now Trump intentionally, I didn't hear it this morning. I didn't listen to the whole speech, though. I guarantee you at some point or another or more in his speech today, he used the word bigly. And he's
are you kidding?
Doing it intentionally. The last time he was on a prompter, he said, and we're doing it bigly. Bigly. Like he's saying, fuck you, I'm using the word bigly.
It's like,
fuck you, you libtard intellectuals.
It's like it's worse than like when people identified with Sarah Palin when John McCain decided to make her his running mate. Like it's worse. You know, because she's like, oh, I identify with her. George Bush. I want to have a George Bush Jr. I want to have a beer with that motherfucker. Yeah. I like him.
I like her. She's a soccer mom type.
But with Trump, is it that? What is it? With the Trumpalos, do they identify with him?
No. They just hate what's going on, and they lack nuance, thought, right? So they just think the entire system is corrupt.
Yeah.
And then the Republicans, who have been telling them everything they want to hear instead of telling them reality,
the truth,
for the past 20 years, they're realizing that, you know what, they've been campaigning for the last 8 years about repealing Obamacare, and ain't happened. They're guaranteeing we're gonna get rid of Obamacare, we're gonna get rid of those fag marriages. Shit. They're still saying that. There are still idiots who are going out there saying we're gonna take on this gay marriage thing. It's done deal, mofos. You're gonna need a constitutional amendment, you assholes. Good fucking luck. It's done deal. Same sex marriage. But there are still dummies, leading dummies who are saying, or I guess they're not the dummies. They're telling the dummies, we're gonna keep fighting to make marriage between a man and a woman. You elect me. And then they clutch their pearls, and the old ladies go out, and they vote Republican.
You know what it's like?
It doesn't happen. They get mad.
Oh, yeah.
And they then vote for the anti-politician. They don't care how heinous he is.
It's the Ted Cruz is a pussy theory. Was it Ted Cruz the pussy?
Yes, Ted Cruz was the
that
pussy.
That person in the audience said, well, he's a pussy. And then Trump repeated it. But that's who these guys
want. I won't say what she said because it's horrible.
It's
but
crazy.
Just so you guys can hear it, she said Ted Cruz is a pussy.
It's like that whole radical Islam thing. Well, just say it. Don't be a pussy. God, it's not like you're not being a pussy. You're just trying to be fucking enlightened, you dickhead.
Right. Again, like it's Obama's magic power word that once he goes on TV and says radical Islamic terror, that all of a sudden, the hellfire from the Lord will come down from the sky over Syria and over Iraq, and all of the evil ISISes will be smited by the giant cock of the Lord.
Cock. Hellfire doesn't come down from God. It comes down from Obama and those fucking drones.
They're so dumb. And it's, the lack of nuanced thought, the lack of being able...
I mean, I don't know if Ted Cruz is a fucking pussy or not. Do you think Ted Cruz is a pussy?
No, well, I mean, in what regard?
I don't know. And if it is, does it help to call
him
that?
Ted Cruz is going to run to the front line with a gun to protect somebody? Fuck no. Do I think he'll... I mean, is it brave to throw the entire country into chaos by putting together a government shutdown that basically was just to make you look pretty?
I mean, I don't know.
Because what did they get out of there? If we shut the government, we shut it down, then they're going to repeal Obamacare.
But you know
they're going to defund that Planned Parenthood evil. They're going to do this. They're going to let us win the Civil War. They're going to do all this. And then it doesn't happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And granny and grandpa and dumb white guy and dumb lack of nuanced everybody. Those who can't, who don't have that nuanced thought.
Right.
They think, get rid of what's in there. Get the, he's just not a politician. That's why I like him.
Oh, my God.
There was a guy I heard yesterday. He ain't a politician. That's why I like him.
You don't know what you like. You're stupid.
And the stupidness of business, good at business, which he's not, by the way, but good at business means good leading a country. It's vastly different skills and vastly different priorities.
And aren't you guys at all concerned to see, like, if I think it's odd to say I'm voting for Trump when it's possible the guy, it could come out in court that he raped a 13-year-old and tied her to a fucking bed, right? I mean allegedly, but sure. I mean, don't you want to
and
hear
then threw her out
because
she
facts?
Wasn't good enough, right? Wasn't that the story?
I don't know
that he got mad because it wasn't good. That's her story.
You know, it's really funny to me to see the splody heads keep exploding.
Good heavens. Splody heads.
Splody heads keep exploding.
That's insane.
This is a story out of... This is another one that's just... It just makes you shake your head and go, what the living fuck? This is in Arizona.
Fuck you.
Dumb fuck, red, moronic Arizona.
What's the name of that sheriff? Arpeo or something?
Yeah, Sheriff Joe.
Dick.
They're saying that a national health crisis may be underway now.
Fuck you, pussy.
Because dozens of workers at the Eloy Detention Center.
Oh, my God.
This is one of these... They call this is I'm reading from Think Progress, controversial federal immigration detention center operated by the private prison company Corrections Corp of America. How excruciatingly evil must every person involved with the Corrections Corp of America be?
Dude, this sounds scary.
How can you sleep at night if you run the Corrections Corp of America?
So wait, so something is, like, there's a virus loose, there's a...
Well, these should not exist at all, private prisons, my humble opinion, IMHO. Because, by definition, you want to make profit and make money. The only way you do that, it's like having a hotel. You need an occupancy rate. You need to keep heads in beds.
We don't want that.
Therefore... Who are the ones that are out lobbying against legalizing marijuana? Private prison corporations. Why are they doing that? Because they won't be sending brown people to their private prisons as much.
Gee, Pat, it seems weird to me that as a society, you want to keep the most amount of people out of jail.
Right. Right.
I mean.
Right. So, I mean, that's one of the things that this country should just get the fuck rid of is private, the concept of a private prison.
It's barbaric. I mean, do other developed countries have that?
I don't know. I don't know. I'll have to look that one up. We'll get the interns on it.
Yes, Kate.
This horrible detention center holds 1,600 detainees.
Fuck
detainees,
you.
By the way, these are immigration detainees. These aren't rapists. And killers, and these are evil people who came here and tried to find work.
I want to work. How evil is that? I'll be over here working. Don't be scared of me. What's wrong with us?
Well, now there's 22 confirmed measles cases among the staff.
Oh, God.
At this place. Wait, 22 total. 9 workers, 12 detainees, 1 detainee who was released before showing symptoms. Oh, awesome.
Perfect. Don't we take a vaccine for this so we don't get the fucking measles?
The outbreak began. They found typhoid fuckface.
Oh, yes. is that his name?
When a contract employee showed up who works at the Eloy Detention Center.
Okay.
He showed up at an emergency room with symptoms. They also said within 2 days, health workers were reporting possible exposure at a casino and at a convenience store. These are places he had hung out.
Oh my God.
Before he went to the hospital.
Yeah.
And the problem they're having is this guy is an anti-vaxxer.
Oh my fucking God. Are you fucking shitting me?
The Pinal County.
What in the fuck is that?
Pinal County.
Pinal
County.
Oh yes, it's Pinal
in Arizona. Health Department Director Thomas Schreier.
Pinal
said the problem is that staff don't want to comply with the recommendation, which is to become vaccinated or provide proof of immunity. But there's no rule. They recommend it.
In Arizona.
Now what's happening? Yeah.
In Arizona, there's no fucking rules. It's Deadwood.
Evil government rules.
God damn it. You know, I know Deadwood was wonderful. Like,
and private facility. So if it was a federal facility, there might be those rules.
There might be standards because big government doesn't want a fucking measles outbreak. What a bunch of pussies. Measles.
Health officials there in Pinal County have provided free vaccinations in an attempt to stem the outbreak.
What the fuck?
Employees from other companies who also work in the facility, other contractors, took advantage of.
Who's the actress married to Jim Carrey that was the anti-vaxxer? I can't remember who that is.
Oh, Jenny McCarthy.
Jenny McCarthy.
She went to my sister high school, south side of Chicago.
Do we thank Jenny McCarthy for this?
No.
I mean, where
but I mean, she exacerbated it. Yes. Sure. I think people may have inexplicably taken her more seriously, certainly, than fucking Deuce Bigelow.
Oh my God.
He's a lunatic.
Rob Schneider's telling people don't get your vaccinations. Sad. We have all this information. Quit watching cable television after 11 PM. You won't have these problems.
County health officials say that, of its 100 plus, immigration and customs enforcement staffers, the ICE people, many have refused to get vaccinated or show proof that they've been
vaccinated. My God! Get your shots!
The agency does not require its employees to be immunized.
Is the world flat? Did I wake up today and the world's fucking flat and 6,000 years old?
You're right.
I mean, here's why the anti-vaxxers say, well, it's stupid. But, like, you're going to reject that part of science? But, like, what if you break your arm? You're going to go get a cast and have the bone set, right? Fuck, I don't know.
How do you explain
to people that vaccinations are good?
It sounds like this Eloy Center sounds like just a hellhole.
Fucking Arizona.
Human Rights Watch, the Human Rights Organization, released a report finding some immigrants received subpar medical care and died as a result of
it.
Because of this, they were sentenced to death for the evil crime of coming to America and trying to get a job and taking it from a white guy. I mean, a red-blooded American.
Not
a black one, because black ones don't work.
Oh, yes. What happens if you're an illegal alien, an immigrant, and you get arrested, and then what do you put in, like a holding facility, and then you're sent back to Guatemala, Mexico, or what the fuck ever?
They're rape centers, they're finding that...
Who's looking out for the rights of these people?
Kids are being diddled and passed around like joints in some of these facilities, and they're just... What this country has turned into is really a horrific, horrific punishment culture gulag.
It's insane.
As far as our prison system, our detention system, all that shit. There's, you think, again, we should be the shining city on the hill, Reagan's jizz-covered ski slopes of...
yes.
I guess that's good.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot easier.
It's great for your skis, right? And it's not cold when you fall in it.
A lot easier to do bunny hops.
But, you know, they're showing in Norway and in other countries...
Oh, yes.
...that different ways of not only policing, but prison... Prison, a completely different way of thinking about it. How about rehabilitating instead of slap them in a cell and beat the shit out of them when no one's looking?
Fuck you, hippie.
Punish, 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 punish. How about educate? Give them shrinks?
Yeah. Can we do something relatively enlightened?
But we can't do that. Because we got to punish. You know why we can't do it? Fucking Puritan. There's a reason. We get it now. I apologize to England in the 1600s.
Hello.
We understand why you got rid of those ninnies, the Puritans. Why you were go, get the fuck out.
Yeah, who the fuck, if you violate something in the Bible, who the fuck wants to sit around all day with your head in a stock?
Because we're allegedly 400 years more enlightened now. And look at what this country is in a lot of places.
Racist. Insane.
Racist as fuck.
Xenophobic.
In a whole bunch of places.
Oh, yeah. So look at me. I'm the penis checker at the Target bathroom. Is that still going on?
Oh, sure. In fact, we just told the story last week. Go to crabdiving.com, iTunes, or Stitcher about how a bunch of states led by the mullahs down in Texas are suing that evil Obama for that order that he gave to let transgender kids use... whatever fucking bathroom they want in the schools.
Because they just want to fucking
Texas
pee.
Is having none of it.
Oh, yes.
No boys. I'm not going to let any boys go into the bathroom.
Texas, where do you think they were using the bathroom before? What do you mean? What's different now? You can't reason with that fucking state. Jade Helm 15, stupid. How do you like that?
This, Ryan, is the sound of a party.
Okay.
A wild 4th of July party.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That was thrown in the Hamptons. It's one of these big giant houses, a huge pool the size of half of our neighborhood here.
Posh.
And I'm scanning the crowd, and I ain't seeing a lot of brown faces.
What?
I'm just saying. Well, now, it turns out that I guess there's some kind of good in this story, some kind of karma. It was thrown by this hedge fund dick named... Brett Barna, a portfolio manager at Moore Capital Management, rented a mansion in the Hamptons, a $20 million mansion in Bridgehampton, for $5,000 a night.
To do what?
He met with the mansion's owner. He told him he wanted to hold a low-key fundraiser for a local animal shelter on July 3rd. He said there'll be only about 50 people in attendance, and off-duty cops would be there to patrol the entrance. Everybody will be gone by 7 p.m.
oh, shit.
However,
yes,
the he had it for, I don't know how many, 4 or 5 nights they had it. They paid, the guy ended up welching on the $27,000 rent.
Good Lord.
Didn't return any text or emails because when the guy got back, he found that these guests, of which there were hundreds and hundreds of them, at this raucous party, there was a rapper Ace Hood set up and entertained the crowd. Over 1,000 guests, they're saying, attended the party.
Sounds like it was fun.
Who gonna take a fucking shot with me, man? I need to take a shot. You two got that.
This is footage of rapper Ace Hood popping open a bottle of champagne and spraying it all over the crowd, all over the building, all over the house, all over the outside furniture.
Why would you ask a loony crowd? They're just they sound insane. Who wants to take shots of me?
After they left, the guests, all these white people, had broken into the mansion.
Oh, shit.
Because they weren't going to go inside. They were just using the grounds. They broke in. They stole numerous pieces of art and furniture. There were used condoms everywhere. Kegs, empty kegs, beer bottles all over the property. The entry gate was busted down.
It was only going to be $5,000 a night to rent the grounds and not the inside of the fucking mansion.
The concrete roof.
Good Lord.
The concrete around the pool was crumbled on the edges and broken because of the weight of a thousand people.
You got to be shitting me.
They found a woman passed out inside the house the next day.
Guys,
the
we found next day. A woman in here. What do we do?
Through
the pool filter.
So they found this guy, and because of the fact that people posted this shit on YouTube.
Oh my God!
This is on YouTube.
So now he's busted because of these videos.
There's a sea of people, and they're all. This is the quiet fundraiser of only 50 people for a local animal.
Oh my God!
Less than 24 hours after the New York Post broke the story that Barna was the host, Moore Capital announced that he had been fired.
No shit.
For personal judgment inconsistent with the firm's values.
Yeah.
We can fuck the whole world and screw poor people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
When you break another rich person's house, that's too much. How dare you?
Did any money get donated to this animal shelter?
I don't know that it was. I think he lied.
Oh, okay. That was bullshit.
By the way, it was an Airbnb.
Oh, fuck me. For how much?
$5,000 a night.
Good Lord.
Airbnb is helping foot the bill for up to $1 million in damages.
I wonder if that's part of their agreement.
And everybody's going to be suing him. They filed a police report. The end of it says, you know, this is kind of the mindset these guys have, these Trumps of the world have.
Fuck
that
it.
Regulations, fuck you.
Yeah, it means
occupancy,
that.
Fuck you and your laws. Rental agreements, screw it. I don't have to pay you. Who cares?
So many people were at his party that the ground broke. On which they were standing.
The concrete around the pool broke because of all the white people standing.
Have you heard of anything like that ever?
But imagine.
But that's fucking nuts.
It had been a bunch of black people at a party.
No, forget about it.
Let's think about that. And let's think of the headlines we would see on.
Oh my God.
On Fox and everything about all the thugs destroy a beautiful property. We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, to take on the right some more from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Time Coast. We're here every goddamn weekday doing this crap from 2 to 4 p.m. Don't forget, if you like, you can download us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, at crabdiving.com. Leave a nice review.
We love
that shit.
Thumbs us up.
Give us a little bit of a taste in your Amazon purchases. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. It doesn't cost you nothing. Helps us out a lot here. Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy soon. Find out where, find out when. Follow his Twitter stream at RatedRComedy. Go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Back tomorrow, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.